As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, you stumbled on over to the Movie Trivia Schmodown YouTube channel. Subscribe. Why should you? Because this is the ultimate sport for the movie fan. It is the best movie trivia players in the world competing at the top level. Plus, our morning show, SEN Live, and brand new shows coming your way. And just as always, the Patreon has become the most significant thing in the Trivia Schmodown, because we want to make sure that for those people who are supporting the league, that we're able to give back and that we're able to treat the Patreon like a streaming service. We want to make sure that if you are at that $10 level, that you're getting the big pay-per-views that we're doing, that you're getting the exclusive matches, that we're going to be doing watch-alongs, anything that we have that could be exclusive, you guys will get that. And on the lower tiers, you'll make sure that you'll get that a few days later, and you'll have all the access. You'll have access to competitors. There's so much that you're able to do. If you can't join the Patreon, we understand. Go on over and click a like, share it. That stuff is important. The growth of the Schmodown is something that we wanted to make sure that we were giving to you guys, and hence why we put so much effort into making sure that the Patreon is worth your while. So take a look. Go on over to patreon.com/schmodown. Look and see what tier today is right for you. Go ahead, check it out. We thank you so much for your support, and we hope to see you over at patreon.com/schmodown. Welcome back to the Movie Trivia Schmodown. It's the ultimate Schmodown tournament. It has been phenomenal, just like we thought. It has been competitive. The factions are going back and forth. And you talk about two competitors here today, the Barbarian versus Whitney the Beauty Seibold. It's a match. Mark Ellis, how you doing?
I love that it is the Barbarian, somebody not necessarily known for their body grooming habits, versus the Beauty, somebody who's always prim, proper, dapper. It's going to be a clash of style, Christian, but both these fellows know a whole lot about movie trivia. I think the deciding factor in this could be, does Whitney have his best suit on, or does Elvis, the Barbarian's companion, have his A-game today?
Well, there's a lot of questions here, because the Finstock Exchange put a lot of chips in the Barbarian, and he has delivered throughout the season. He took the one big win against Clee Wiggins earlier in the season, and then he did very well, made it all the way to the semifinals in the Inner Geekdom tournament, and no one even knew that that was a strength of his. So he has been highly touted by not only the Finstock himself, the people in his faction. Outside, you hear anyone who's talked about this guy and they say he's the real deal. But it's not an easy match here against Whitney Seibold. I've said this many times. I've said it to Whitney to his face, and I've said it on the air. Whitney Seibold is one of the most knowledgeable competitors in this game. His biggest problem is himself when it comes to the game. He's played in title matches. He played in number one contender matches, and he still hasn't grasped the game. If he does get it, if he ever figures out how to get the actual game itself and watches the history, he'll be devastating. Has he done that in the last couple of weeks? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's not necessarily a compliment to pay to someone that their worst enemy is themselves. But if you ever hear that in life, kids, it actually is something you could probably improve upon. And I have a feeling Whitney has, Christian. So when a lot of fans were looking into the bracket, I think they might have checked the Barbarian box as to who's going to move on. But you really got to think your way through this, because Whitney Seibold is just one great wheel slice in round number two away from possibly running away with this thing. Barbarian has competed great. Even in matches he's lost, he's taken it down to the wire. But I think Whitney Seibold is going to be another one where we're looking at a couple 5-point questions at the end of this matchup.
Easily could be, because that's why I mentioned that with Whitney. All of his big losses, he scored like 35, 40 points. I mean, the amount of points this guy has, if you look at Frankie's numbers, he's so knowledgeable. You and I have known him for years, and that's why we'll see if he locks it in. Maybe Ken got him there now. I don't know, and that's the other question between Ken and Dagnino, former stablemates together when they were both on the Lion's Den. They went from not liking each other to teaming up to not liking each other again. So we're going to see if that has anything to do, because Dagnino, as much of an imbecile as this guy is, he is really locked in when it comes to his players. I mean, he really is. They listen to him. He's excited about it. I can't turn my phone off or change my number, but he calls me and he talks to me all day long about what's happening and how he wants to improve upon and become a better manager. And he's already won manager of the year 3 times.
Yeah, Christian, I'm sure that when we see Gucci and get to talk to him today, he's going to be wearing something that no human would ever think about putting on together. But then you do have that competitive aspect of him. He's a ball player from way back, and he knows how to coach. As far as Ken Knapsack goes, it's the eternal question, or at least the question in the last month. How locked in is Ken? How much is he working with his competitors on a day-in, day-out basis? Because say what you want about Gucci, and I agree with your imbecile comment, he is texting not only you, not only me, his competitors day in, day out, because he wants them to be at the top of their game.
Yeah, and there's a lot of story here, because the Finstock Exchange, for the first time, they had lost their lead on first place. It's been a battle between Swag and Corruption and the Finstock Exchange over the last couple of months here, and they need this win. They want this win, and it's a scrap. And if you talk about the Droogs. I mean, if the Droogs can pick up a win here, and they need to, because Jada Paramo is the only one left minus Whitney. So if Whitney doesn't get the job here today, then everything is just on Jada's shoulders. So without any further ado, we're going to show exactly how we got here. Here we go.
I want you to draft me. I'm going to need a draft next year.
Are you really?
You got to draft me.
The Exchange needs an action hero. I'm gonna go with the Barbarian.
I mean, we got the top four guys in the league as it is. This guy might be number five.
What the Barbarian does is study the game. He knows how to play it. He knows strategy. Whitney Seibold just puts on a microphone and comes to play.
What have I to fear? He's a barbarian, and I am a Rome that will not fall to his barbarism.
I can tell you this. I've been on the announcer's desk for a lot of Whitney's matches, and every time he sits down, he is capable of being the star you were all told he was going to be.
Whitney is one of those guys I look at. He's got the talent, he's got the skills, he just had some bad luck.
There's two types of Schmodown players: people who know how to play the game and people who don't.
What I discovered in studying with Craig is there's a whole new path to walk, to study, to become even an even stronger player.
Oh, hello there. You know, Elvis and I, we believe a lot of things. We believe that Whitney Seibold is a great player in an oversized suit. We believe that Whitney Seibold's still that player trying to follow in William Bibbiani's shoes. Most importantly, we believe that we're going to be the ones to put Whitney Seibold out of his misery today.
A little trip up, and suddenly all the podcasts, all the reaction channels start tearing down these performers. Frankie Numbers gives you some Google sheet of the percentage, first percentage matches. That's all it is. Chatter.
He has some specialties that do not threaten me. He has some knowledge that does not threaten me. This man is uncouth. I am couth. So you better watch yourself, Barbarian, because this is a sophisticate that you do not want to anger.
Mark, it's exactly what we said. You know, the Finstock Exchange has been on top of the league and is battling back and forth to keep that position. And the Droogs have had a very up and down kind of weird season. And this could be a big one if Whitney can get this win.
Yeah, and I don't want to Tim Duncan our competitors by taking them for granted, but that was classic Whitney. That's vintage Barbarian. What I really take away from that amazing package that Nerd Chronic put together is that the Burning Droogs and the Finstock Exchange, Christian, it's almost like when these tournaments come around, the managers elevate their microphone game. So maybe we just keep doing tourneys because it's a whole lot of fun for the fans and the managers are really buying in.
Yeah, and Ken's always been one of the best, if not the best, on when it comes to microphone stuff. But I have been very impressed with the way that he's managed. He hasn't gotten a lot of the W's, but that doesn't mean that it hasn't been him. Well, Ken's just not managing very well. I think Ken has been managing extraordinarily. What he's done so far with Alonzo and Deep 13 and Bonnie Somerville and Jader, I think he's been doing great so far. It's just he hasn't gotten that big win yet, minus Jader, obviously. Is this going to be one of those wins? We'll find out. But the managers of both the Droogs, the Pit Boss, Ken Knapsack, and Count Finstock is here. So, guys, look, let's start here. Ken, no love lost between the two of you guys. You've had your history. You have been very vocal about Degnino in the past. Anything about going up against him one-on-one here coaching?
Look at Count Chocula over there. Man, come on. What do we got going on here today? I love Tom. I respect Tom deeply, but I this isn't about him, and it's not about the Barbarian. I like the Barbarian. I like a man in a sleeveless shirt. That's why I'm friends with Mark Ellis. I'm not here for that. I'm here to show everyone that all their comments, all the chat shows, all the reaction teams and reaction cousins making their shows who think I don't care, who think I'm not here for my team, I'll take all the slings and arrows all day. I keep saying that because I want to deflect from Whitney. Whitney, as you've said, Chairman, you're actually right about that. He is one of the smartest competitors out there. He's definitely one of the classiest. And we just need that perfect storm of competitor question matches. JTE rules, all those things. We'll get him plugged in the game. Oh, by the way, I think you're just trying to get Whitney to go watch the back catalog of the Schmodown just to kind of get another fan, another viewer. That's very smart of you. Very smart of you. But he doesn't need to be in the past. He just needs to be here today.
Hey, every subscriber and view helps. So, Gucci, you look ridiculous as always. Nobody would be caught dead on the street wearing what you are currently sporting, but you have done a great job managing this year. You're a contender for Manager of the Year once again. But how do you talk to your competitor here today? Because a lot of fans are saying that there's a chance Barbarian might be overlooking his first-round opponent, Whitney Seibold. How do you keep him focused on this match?
Well, look, I mean, the guy is supremely dedicated. He doesn't take anybody lightly. You know, what he did to Cleta Pimp Wiggins, obviously, that was in his first match. He was fantastic. Came in and geeked him and almost took the whole thing. Brought Chance down to basically a five-pointer at the end. You know, this guy, he's going to have a tough road in this tournament, and he knows that. And nobody knows it more than he does. Maybe me. That's about it. Now, Ken's got a pretty good team over there, too, but he's like Mike Trout. He's like the best player on like a subpar team. So, and Whitney Seibold's a good player as well. I mean, like you said, does he know the game properly? I don't know. That could be his unfolding. But to say Barbarian, he's not going to take this lightly. He won't. He's gonna win this tournament.
All right, look, I do have to ask here, Ken. I mean, you guys are down in the rankings, and this is not necessarily your fault at all. It's just you inherited a team, and right now, this is a massive win here. Do you think that you can at least get into that top three or four teams with a couple wins here by Whitney and Jader going forward?
We just need momentum. We just need momentum. The 1969 Mets end up in the World Series, but it was the Cubs who blew the lead. The Mets just kind of worked hard. Ed Cranebull, Ron Swoboda, the whole team kind of working their way back. That's what we are right now. We're the Ron Swobodas of the Schmodown. We're going to get back where we need to be.
All right. Tom, I got one last thing for you. Anything to say to Ken?
What is your competitor's last name, Ken?
My competitors? My players? Whitney Seibold. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Seibold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Look, just because I'm an absentee father, just because I give my players the respect and distance they deserve, to not text them all day, hey, have you studied the IMDb page for Fern Gully? Nah. Give them the chance to compete as adults.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I'd expect nothing less from you two. All right. Let's remove Finstock, remove Ken, and Mark, we're ready to go.
Yeah, I give you $20. Are you going to use it to see either one of them at a comedy club, or are you just going to keep the $20?
It's a tough one. Are they roasting each other?
You're keeping the $20. Oh. Let's get this thing on the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Movie Trivia Schmodown. Introducing first, representing the Burning Droogs, with a record of no wins, one defeat in the singles division, he is Whitney, the beauty, Seibold. Whitney Seibold, the man is here. Whitney, how are you, my friend? How are you feeling going into this first round matchup?
Well, I'm feeling pretty dang good. I am couth, well-dressed. I've drunk my tea, had a shot of gin, and I'm ready to take down the barbarian hordes.
Yeah, Whitney, you look extra proper today. Was a manicure involved in your preparation for this match? And if so, how does that help you focus during the three rounds?
These are my Freddy Krueger claws, just a lot more fabulous.
All right, fair enough. Whitney, I have to ask before we get the barbarian in here, you know, last year you started out in the tournament and you went up against the Kid, who at the time was a rookie. And obviously we know your history with the Kid and Bibbiani, but this is another type of rookie here in the barbarian. Have you heard anything about him? Have you watched any tape on him, or are you just ready to kind of scrap and see what's next?
He's threatening and he does have his specialties. I know that he is very much a deep cut geek type, but maybe his tastes aren't so sophisticated as his name would imply. So I think I know not to underestimate him, but I also know to have a plan of attack.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Whitney the Beauty Seibold, ready to scrap at the barbarian. All right, putting you in the waiting room. And his opponent, representing the Finstock Exchange, with a record of one win, no defeats, and one knockout, this is the Barbarian! Music always epic, and coming in with, it's just, and there he is.
He emerges from the depths of a green curtain. Wow, look at this.
That music, by the way, David B., you can hear the music. You want to get that music, you can get it at the store with links in the description, because it's one of my favorites. It's so good. The Barbarian is here. The Barbarian. Now, what an absolute legacy this guy already has as a rookie. He is one of the more feared rookies that we've ever had in this league. Barbarian, so you and Elvis, you had a nice run in the Inner Geekdom. I know maybe not the run that you wanted to have, but you did very well. And then you got a chance to kick back and get singles underway. How motivated are you and Elvis to win this tournament?
You know, they say the night is darkest just before the dawn. Losing that match to Chance Ellison was the darkest moment of my Shmodown career. I have become even thirstier and hungrier for the blood of my competitors. And I'm looking all the way down the line, I'm not overlooking anyone. I'm gonna sink my teeth into anyone who comes my way, and I'm gonna throw their bones to Elvis.
Barbarian, I expect you to return my shirt washed before the weekend is out. You competed from many rooms in your house thus far. We recently saw you in your kitchen, and maybe your refrigerator had distracted Elvis just a little bit. What room are you in right now, and why is this the room that's going to bring you victory?
This is the room of multi-dimensions. In this room, the screen behind me can become whatever I desire. And right now, what I desire is a victory lap.
Fair enough. All right. Well, the Barbarian is here. He is ready against Whitney Seibold. And now our competitors have joined the virtual battlefield. Mark, round number one, the Exchange versus the Droogs. Here we go.
All right. Round number one. The rules are as thus. We do ask both competitors be somewhere near planet Earth. And once we settle that, we go into round number one, where there's eight questions that are going to be asked to the field of competitors. Each question is worth 1 point. No penalty for missing a question. There is no stealing in round number one. As soon as we ask the question, you have 15 seconds to write down your best attempt at an answer with whatever utensil you have provided on whatever writing surface you have handy. Once we ask you by name or nickname to reveal what you wrote, please show your answer attempt to the camera at the same time you verbalize your attempt into the microphone. Remind each competitor of your three usages of the JTE rule throughout the duration of the match. You're not sure you heard a question right, you want to buy yourself another 15 seconds, use a JTE rule. You also each have one challenge to be utilized at any point throughout the three-round match. You, as a competitor, may initiate the challenge, then we'll bring your manager in. They must confirm and ratify the decision. Christian, they look ready to go. Whitney's got his best suit on. Barbarian has a shirt on, so let's do this.
All right, we start with the Barbarian. Are you ready?
Elvis and I are always ready to rock.
Whitney Seibold, are you ready?
Ready to go. And Barbarian, I respect that you named your pelt Elvis. I'm a big Elvis fan. What's so funny about Peace, Love, and Understanding? Radio, Radio, those are great songs. So,
is that an insult to call it a pelt, Barbarian?
Yeah, he is not a pelt.
And to call it Elvis Costello as opposed to the great Elvis. I see what you did there. Let's get ready to Shmodown. All right, round number one. Question number one, gentlemen, here it is. Action adventure. Arnold Schwarzenegger and what other performer reprised their roles from the original Terminator in Terminator Dark Fate?
Dozens of fans have enjoyed my name swapping during these tournaments. Can you tell me what my name today is from?
I'm working on something right now. And five. Four.
That's fun.
Three. Two.
Sorry, Dad.
One. Pens down, please. And we start with Craig.
Linda Hamilton.
Yes. Whitney Seibold.
Linda Hamilton.
That's correct. 1 point apiece as we get to the next question. Mark.
All right, nobody tell Christian because the answer is top secret. Your next question is in the world of the 1990s movies and the query. Who stars as Steve Kovacs, who Jim Carrey's character fixates on in The Cable Guy?
Not a big fan of this movie.
This movie threw people for a loop when it came out. I really have come to appreciate it.
Gotta rewind, I think.
I mean, Jim Carrey's one of a kind.
Five. Four.
Like Elvis.
Three. Two. One. Pens down and Whitney.
Matthew Broderick.
Yes. Barbarian.
Oh, yeah. Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, I think the writers were trying to get somebody to say Ben Stiller, if I was to guess.
Broderick.
Knowing those silly writers. All right, let's now get to our next question. Dramas. Which comedic actress earned an Oscar nomination for her performance in 2018's Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Just say hi to all the fans out here. Hope y'all are doing well, because apparently my partner Christian is working on. So he's probably writing a script.
No, he's bringing up the... I'm not telling you what I'm doing. 5, 4, 3.
He walked right into it.
1. Pens down, please. And Barbarian.
Elvis's hot take is that she should have won. Melissa McCarthy.
That is correct. And Whitney Seibold.
Richard E. Grant, too. But I said Melissa McCarthy.
Yep. 3-3. It's a battle. It is a fight between the Droogs and the Exchange as we get to next question.
It is a scrap. And we move on into the world of crime movies. And the question. Who directed Sylvester Stallone, Ray Liotta, and Robert De Niro in 1997's Copland?
I'll tell you, I love this question, and I'll tell you why I love it after the answer.
Okay, good. Well, you finish your little pilot there, your little treatment.
Yes.
And
you got to see it. Read my stack. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, hands up, please. And we start with Whitney.
F.W. Murnau.
No. And Barbarian?
It is a guess. I guess John Frankenheimer.
No, it is
looking
not.
James Mangold.
And I'll tell you, that's why I love that question, because I just recently realized that again. You forget, because James Mangold has come to prominence even more so these days than back then. All right, so they both missed on that one. It's still a tie game, and now we get to question five. Fantasy / sci-fi. Who plays the lead role of John Carter in 2012's John Carter? Big shout out to the writers on that last question, by the way.
Okay. It's fascinating window into the way Christian thinks. Well worth the wait.
Yes. And thank you, sir. 5. I can tell you what I'm working on. 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, please. Barbarian.
Remy LeBeau himself, Taylor Kitsch.
Yes. And Whitney.
This season, Sam Worthington, Taylor Kitsch.
True. They're both really good in, Sam Worthington was good in Cake. All right, next question.
Really throwing some shade at Taylor. If you're watching, I'm a fan.
I like Taylor, but switch. Fine.
All right, we move on to the world of comedies. Thank you, Elvis. Your question. Dax Shepard and Michael Pena play motorcycle cops in this 2017 comedic update of what TV show? Speaking of which, I believe Christian, I have intel, is currently working on a TV show.
I am.
Do you want to give us the pitch?
4. It's about movie trivia. 3, 2, 1. Pens down, please. And Whitney.
Da 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 da. Chips.
Yes. And Barbarian.
Chips.
Correct. 5-5. 5-5 as we get into the next question, which is question 7. Horror / thriller. Army of Darkness is the third entry in which horror franchise?
Don't mean to bring up old demons. I'm just really curious. Who was nicknamed Chips and why?
Well, I'll have to tell you in 5, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, please. Pens down, please. And we start with Barbarian.
Evil Dead.
Yes. And Whitney.
The Evil Dead franchise.
And we have it. So 6-6. This is the final question in round number 1. Mark, what is it?
That's right. As we all anticipate Christian's answer to my last question, we go to the world of animated movies. These are movies drawn by hand or on a computer, more likely. The question, who directed The Adventures of Tintin?
So the
movie we both enjoyed.
The answer to your question is Alex Marzonia, because he bought 87,000 bags of chips when we needed food in Chicago.
A lot of Doritos backstage.
5, 4, 3. Still available. 2, 1. Pens down, please. And Whitney.
It was Steven Spielberg.
And it was. And Barbarian.
It was Steven Spielberg.
7-7. What a round number 1 it was. Whitney Seibold and the Barbarian going toe-to-toe, both answering 7 questions, both missing the same question. So, Mark, round number 2, how's it go?
Yeah, I feel like we're looking in on a Zoom call where Whitney is teaching the barbarian how to blend into proper society. In round number two, it's the wheel round, the wheel of fate, doom, and ultimately, justice. That's correct. Each competitor is going to spin the wheel once they settle on a category. They're going to have four questions in said genre of movie trivia schmodown know-how. Each question is worth 2 points. No penalty for missing a question. However, gentlemen, if I may call you such name, stealing is available. So if you're not sure of the answer, ask us for multiple choice. We'll give you four options, one of which is the correct answer. At that point, the value of the question goes from 2 points down to one. Christian, we are tied at the top, but I do believe it is going to be the barbarian who gets to decide whether he'd like to spin first or second. So he may consult about that very query with his manager right now.
All right, we're going to drop out Ken and Whitney. 60 seconds, Gooch, going now.
Great round, buddy. Well done. That was a tough one. That Copland one. I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
that's
a very good question. It's been 23 years since I saw it.
Yeah, great film. Stallone, one of Stallone's best performances. How are you feeling about this? You want to roll first?
I love rolling first.
Want to put him in a... Yeah, let's make him look up a little bit. Okay. I like that idea. Let's rock it. Stay calm.
All right, here comes the wheel. So the wheel is on the board. One spin here. Here it is.
Is James Mangold a wheel slice yet? He about deserves one after Ford v Ferrari, right?
Maybe. And we're looking at Scorsese films. 60 seconds starting now.
How you feeling?
You know, I like Mr. Scorsese, but there's other things on here that I like even more, so I kind of want to see if I can get a knockout category.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, anything here you don't like?
No.
Okay.
All right, here it is. Here's the spin, final spin here for the barbarian. Whatever he gets here, he's going.
Join in with the fans at home. Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep.
Wheel mark. Oscars. Oscars movie. Okay, Oscars movie.
All right, we like that.
All right, we're going to move you out of here. You get lost. And now we will bring back Whitney, and then there is the barbarian. All right, barbarian, you're going to have four questions in the realm of the Oscars. You get 60 seconds, excuse me, not 60, 15, to answer the question. And are you ready?
Yes.
Here you go. Timothy Hutton was 20 years old when he won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, making him the youngest winner ever in that category. What film did he win for?
Ordinary People.
For 2 points, that is correct. All right. Scarlett Johansson was recently nominated for 2 acting nominations in the same year. Which actress achieved this feat previously in 2007? Five, four, three.
Repeat the question.
First one. Scarlett Johansson was recently nominated for 2 acting nominations in the same year. Which actress achieved this feat previously in 2007? Five.
You have multiple choice.
All right, multiple choice. Is it A, Julianne Moore? B, Kate Blanchett? C, Emma Thompson? Or D, Meryl Streep?
And to clarify, you're saying the 2007 awards for the 2006 films. So,
Peter, yes. Five, four, three.
Can you repeat the options?
Once. A, Julianne Moore. B, Kate Blanchett. C, Emma Thompson. D, Meryl Streep.
Kate Blanchett.
That's correct for 1 point.
Wow.
All right. Question number 3. What film earned Robin Williams his only Oscar win?
That would be Good Will Hunting.
That is correct. And finally, this is your 4th question. Steven Spielberg's Empire of the Sun was nominated for a total of 6 Oscars, but lost every one to what Best Picture winner?
The Last Emperor.
That's correct for 2 points. Barbarian fights really hard there and gets it 14-7. Great round by the Barbarian. Has to go to multiple choice, but uses the strategy very well to find himself go up by 7. All right, we're going to remove the Barbarian here, and now we bring back Ken. Ken, you get 60 seconds to talk to Whitney starting now.
First of all, Whitney, I just want to pay my respects to you for properly writing chips down with the actual way it looked on the show that I grew up watching weekly. A lot of respect there. All right. Breath. Take a breath, even if you know the right answer. Multiple choice. Don't be afraid to go there for strategy. And don't be afraid to use one of those JTs. You have all three left. Barbarian did a very good job. I think he stalled for time. He asked for the emotional meaning behind the words and the question. It was really weird, but he got it done. And that's what we're where we exactly needed to be. We didn't expect him to be less than 14 or 15 points out of this round. So don't worry about that. Worry about you.
Fingers crossed. Thank you, sir. Right,
here's the wheel. The wheel is going up, and the first spin by Whitney. Away.
Crowd going wild.
Meryl Streep.
I don't think she's on there, though. If she was on there, you're right.
Thank you. I actually studied for these. Yeah.
DiCaprio, 60 seconds, Leonardo DiCaprio film.
Pretty familiar with DiCaprio. Feel like I can do better, though.
I think take a shot. It's a good wheel. It's a good wheel, so go for it. I support that.
All right, I'd like to spin again, please.
All right, here's the spin. Final spin here for Whitney. Whatever he gets here, he's got to take. And here is the spin.
Yeah, Christian, I thought I loved that Meryl Streep slice the most, but I just saw the Mel Brooks slice.
Oh, man. Spy films.
Woo!
Spy films. All right. Well, we're going to
spy films.
We're going to drop Ken out of here, and we are going to bring back the Barbarian. This is going to be 4 questions, Mark, in the realm of spy films.
That is correct, Whitney. Your first, second, third, and fourth question, they're all worth 2 points. If you need multiple choice, value of the question goes down to 1. And your first query in the world of spy movies. Rowan Atkinson plays the title character in what spy spoof franchise?
Johnny English.
And he is so brilliantly funny in those movies. 2 points for Whitney.
That is correct. All right, next question here, Mark.
All right, Whitney, to climb to 2 points closer to the Barbarian's lead. Who stars alongside Jennifer Lawrence as CIA operative Nate Nash in the film Red Sparrow?
May I please have a multiple choice?
Certainly. Is it A, Joel Edgerton, B, Jeremy Irons, C, Sebastian Stan, or D, Jeremy Renner?
Sebastian Stan.
That is incorrect. So, Barbarian, I'm going to give you the question and the options once again. Who stars alongside Jennifer Lawrence as CIA operative Nate Nash in the film Red Sparrow? Is it A, Joel Edgerton, B, Jeremy Irons, C, Sebastian Stan, or D, Jeremy Renner?
Is it Joel Edgerton?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Then it is correct for a point. That's a big, big steal. Barbarian gets the 15 points.
15-9. Whitney needs some more points here on the board if he wants to be able to hang going into round number 3. Here it is. Next question.
I have good news for all those Seibold fans. His penultimate question is worth 2 points, and that query in the world of spy movies is, who played Napoleon Solo, a professional thief turned CIA agent in 2015's The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Henry Cavill.
2 points go to Whitney. That is correct.
That is correct. So we see ourselves 15-11. If Whitney hits this next question, it's 15-13 or 15-12. If not, we see ourselves with a 4-point deficit going into the next round. Here it is.
All right, Whitney, your final question in the world of spy movies and the last question of round number 2. Mads Mikkelsen plays Le Chiffre in Casino Royale. But who played that character in the 1967 comedy version?
Peter Lorre.
That is incorrect. So, for 2 points and a giant steal, Barbarian, Mads Mikkelsen plays Le Chiffre in Casino Royale. But who played that character in the 1967 comedy version?
Was it Peter Sellers?
It was not. Looking for Ripple Wine spokesperson Orson Welles.
Orson Welles. So with that, Whitney Seibold sees himself down 4 points going into the third round. And we now bring back the managers, but we get into the third round. Mark, how does it go?
In round number three, this is the round that will determine the match, gentlemen, unless we go to sudden death overtime. The winner advances to the next round of the tournament. Before we get there, we need some numbers from each of you. We need three numbers from each competitor. These numbers can range from 1 to 20. You may not use the same numbers as your opponent. These numbers correspond to an individual category of movie trivia Schmodown goodness. Your first point, your first question, is going to be worth 2 points. Your second question is worth 3 points. Your last one, should we get that far, is worth 5 big points. Christian, because Whitney Seibold enjoys a 4-point deficit, the Barbarian is going to be giving us his three numbers first.
I don't know if he enjoys that, but all right, let's start with Barbarian. What do you got?
So I'll go with 15 for my current score.
Yes.
And then I'm drawing strength from Red Sonja, and her birthday is this month, August 22nd. So I will go 8 and 2.
Awesome. 8 and 2. Shout out and much love. Next, three numbers here from Whitney.
1.
Yes.
2.
2 has been chosen. He chose 8 and 2. So 3. You have. All right, 1, 3, and 5. 1, 3, and 5. All right, so Barbarian has chosen 15, 8, and 2. And Whitney has chosen 1, 3, and 5. All right, so because Barbarian will be going second, Bobby, you got 60 seconds here to talk to Barbarian starting now.
Let's take it home, Papa. You know what to do.
Yes, sir.
We need to get you out of Nerdchronics real quick.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. And Ken Knapsack, 60 seconds starting now.
We're, you know, a tough Le Chiffre question. Put that out of your brain. You got 3 JTs left. We got everything we need right now. Let's not pay attention to Tom, who looks like.
All right. I got the question right. It was just the 1950s TV James Bond movie where Peter Lorre played Le Chiffre. I mixed them up a little bit. I'm still confident.
That's fair. We got it. Get to it.
All right. So after that, we will now drop out the managers here. The competitors are ready. Whitney Seibold will be going first to try to avoid the TKO. Whitney, you chose category number 1. Category number 1. And that would be new releases. New releases.
Okay. All right.
New releases is anything from the last 12 to 18 months. All right, here it is.
It's not a lot this year, is it?
Not really. Here we go. Okay. What 2019 horror film stars James McAvoy, Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader, and Bill Skarsgård?
It, Chapter 2.
That's correct for 2 points.
That's a big, big answer, Christian, because now he can get this 3-pointer and avoid the TK, as opposed to if he missed it, he would have had to have hit that big 5-pointer.
That's right. Well, now his 3-pointer comes in the realm of action adventure. Action adventure for Whitney. And here is the 3-pointer. Which actor plays the character of Murdoch in 2010's The A-Team?
Could you repeat the question, please?
First one. Which actor plays the character of Murdoch in 2010's The A-Team? Five. Four.
Liam Neeson.
Incorrect. Looking for Sholto Copley. Charlton Copley is the answer. All right, so where we are here, Whitney Seibold needs to hit the 5. If he hits the 5, it bounces back to the Barbarian. A Barbarian's got to answer some questions to win. However, if he misses this question, then the Barbarian and the Finstock Exchange will pick up 4 big points on a TKO. Whitney, you chose category 5. That would be the category of rom-coms. Rom-coms for your 5-pointer. Here it is. In what 1960s film will you find Shirley MacLaine's character Fran as an elevator operator at an office building?
That movie is Billy Wilder's The Apartment.
That is correct. Ooh. So Whitney Seibold stays in it, and he finds himself now with a 3-point lead, avoids the TKO, and now 18-15. Barbarian has to answer some questions here, Mark.
He does, and that's the key word there, Christian, some questions. He can get the 2-pointer, then build upon that and win with the 3-pointer potentially, but if he misses that 2-pointer, he's going to have to answer a 5-pointer if he wants to win in regulation. So Barbarian / Elvis, want to give you your due attention as well. You selected category 15 for your 2-point question, and that corresponds to a category that, ironically, I believe you spun away from in round 2, Scorsese movies. And your question in the world of Marty Scorsese. For 2 points, who received a Best Supporting Actor nomination for his role in The Departed?
That would be Mark Wahlberg.
That would be correct. And Christian, the Barbarian is within 1 of tying Whitney Seibold's lead.
So now if the Barbarian hits his 3-pointer, it's over, and he advances to the next round to find out who wins between William Bibbiani and James White. However, if he misses, he will have to be forced to hit his 5 in order to win the game.
All right, so Barbarian, you selected, appropriately so, number 8 for your 2nd question. That's your 3-pointer, and that could win you the game. It corresponds to another director's wild, wacky world, and that would be Quentin Tarantino. These are the films and the trivia questions therein of Quentin Tarantino. And your question for 3 points and the win. Barbarian, Elvis, name 2 Tarantino films in which Tim Roth has appeared.
That would be Reservoir Dogs and The Hateful Eight.
And your winner, advancing to the next round, the Barbarian! The Barbarian does it and defeats a very game here, Whitney Seibold. Phenomenal. Whitney, going to put you in the waiting room, but hell of a match there, Whitney. Whitney fighting back and forcing the Barbarian to answer questions, but bringing in Gucci here. Look, Gucci, this is a massive, massive win here. I know you might have wanted those 4, but like I said, Whitney Seibold is just one of those competitors not going to go easily into the night. So how do you feel, though, about picking up those 3 points? And, you know, it's a battle between you, swag, and corruption. It has been over the last couple of months. So this is much needed, I assume.
Oh, absolutely. Not even a question about it. Barbarian played a fantastic game. Whitney was there to play as well. Some unfortunate missteps by him. Good game. Him and Ken coached him well. I thought he played really, really well. But story is here, as it always is, the Barbarian. Look at him here. He's coming off about 6 to 8 weeks of training of IG to jump right back into regular movie trivia and put up a performance like this. I don't think a lot of people can do it. He knows that it's going to be a really tough road to the championship here. But I think he's ready, and we need to play better, and he knows that.
Yeah, Barbarian, just want to get a window into the competitor's mindset, because as your manager so aptly brought up, you'd been pretty neck deep in inner geekdom knowledge. So just how refreshing was it for you to compete here and just hear questions from all sorts of movies, the greatest movies ever made and every other movies available for questioning in singles?
You know, it's interesting. They're two very different and two very difficult games in their own rights. For instance, this division could have questions about any movie ever. So a movie that I hadn't seen in 23 years, like Copland, that I hadn't studied, could come up. Whereas in the inner geekdom, there are only 214 films. So, you know, it's just about knowing the minutiae of those. But Elvis and I, You know, we've had our hearts and our minds dedicated to winning this tournament and winning this season for the Finstock Exchange.
Well, you know, in order to do that, obviously it's a great matchup today. You looked as good as always, but in order to do that, you got to play here the winner of Bibbiani and James White. Obviously, you got James White, who's a highly touted rookie, won his play-in match to get to Bibbiani, and Bibbiani being a former champion. How do you feel, and do you have a preference on who you would play out of those two?
As the great Ric Flair says, if you want to be the man, you've got to beat the man. And William the Beast Bibbiani is one of the greatest players ever to play this game. So Elvis and I would love to have our legacy enshrined upon defeating not just one, but both halves of Critically Acclaimed on the way to our first tournament championship.
Well, you certainly have an option to do that if Bibbiani can get the job done here against James White. Any other words here, Gooch? Because like I said, you had lost control of first, you know, and the battle has been back and forth, and this season is anything but over, but this has to feel good going into the next round.
It is, and this is the one we needed here to come out the gate in the tournament. What a victory here is something that we 100% needed. You know, corruption and you know, swagger, they're playing really, really well, and like I said, it's time for the big dogs to come out and shine, and that's what we're trying to do here. We have a lot to live up to, and you know, there's not one person other than anybody outside of the Finstock Exchange who wants the Finstock Exchange to win, and we know that. But pressure, you know, pressure busts pipes. The pressure also makes diamonds. So,
word of wisdom from Count Finstock. All right, thank you guys so much. Congratulations to the Barbarian. Congratulations to Bobby Gucci and the Finstock Exchange as they advance to the next round. All right, bringing in now from the Drews, the manager, Ken Napsok, and Whitney Seibold, who I think played a phenomenal game here, Ken. It was, you know, just sometimes you get those questions, you simply don't know. It wasn't the gameplay today at all, as it was more so just, you know, it luck of the draw. How are you feeling about your competitor here on in this match?
I'm very proud to have Whitney Seibold on this team. Either, you know, 2010's, you know, A-Team remake or reboot, or you don't. You know, it's just one of those things. You know, he knew the important questions to give him cred, to keep the cred we all know he has as a film critic and pundit and creator. I couldn't be more proud of him. And the gameplay, like you said, did everything needed. It just, that's the way it goes. And no disrespect to the Barbarian. We love the Barbarian. That guy's got a great heart. I respect any man who could publicly stroke his own fur. I just love what he's got going over there. Gucci, you know, he looks like like he's going to a goth rave in Victorville, but what are you going to do? I respect what he does too as well. But as far as your question about Whitney, I couldn't be more proud of not only just what he did today, but being associated with him here in the Schmodown.
Yeah, Whitney, you certainly have the admiration of not only your manager, but fans around the world. My question is simple. You're playing against the guy, the Barbarian. Lord knows when the last time he showered, and when he did, it was probably in some sort of woodland creek. And you are all dressed up, you're premier proper. Any thought to maybe changing how you approach the Schmodown, and by proxy, changing your look? Maybe we'll see you next season with barely a sleeveless T-shirt and long hair adorning your shoulders.
Long hair, the man's lost his senses. No, I think I'm going to remain clean. What I really need to work on is remembering details about films that I hate. You asked me about the 2010 A-Team film, and that wasn't a film I liked very much. As such, I kind of put it out of my head, and, well, maybe that was my mistake. Also, perhaps I should have stuck with Leonardo DiCaprio. I know his filmography okay, but spy films are a little bit of a weakness of mine, and I'm proud to do as well as I did in that category.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Whitney, because, you know, the season for you, I don't assume, I mean, I haven't spoken to Ken about this yet, but there is one more opportunity here for, I think, both you and Alonzo with this team's tournament. So I guess this is a double question for both Whitney and Ken. The first with you, Whitney, if you do get the nod here from Ken Napsok with yourself and Whitney to represent the Droogs in the tournament, is it going to be the same type of prep with Alonzo, or will there be something different going into it?
Well, I do happen to have in my possession the 1982 Genus edition of Trivial Pursuit that has a lot of very pertinent film information. You'd be surprised at how much you can be reminded of when you're playing that game. We can play that. We can prepare. We can remind each other just what we know.
Fair enough. Ken, same thing. So was the now, obviously, with Jader being the last left in the Jukes for the singles tournament and then the teams tournament kind of being around the corner here, is a decision already made? Does Deep 13 get the call, or you got to, you know, do some thinking before you make your call?
I don't need to make any I don't need to have any deliberations or anything in my mind, Christian. Deep 13, I'd be happy to have them represent this team. We'll play that Trivial Pursuit game. I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions about Kramer versus Kramer, and we'll be ready to go for anything that you throw at us in the teams tournament.
Well, there you go. Hot scoop there, Mark. Deep 13 going to be representing the Droogs in the teams tournament when that happens. All right. Well, guys, thank you. Listen, both Ken and Whitney, hell of a match here today from both of you guys, and we will see you on the next one. All right, so Ken and Whitney Seibold. Obviously, Whitney having it's the same type of thing. He just has that match, a really good match. You can tell how much the guy knows. It's just a certain he just, there's those little stumbles, but that five-pointer, he knew it like no problem. And I'm telling you, I think next season it could be the teams, but I think next season we're going to see a big run from Whitney Seibold.
Yeah, I'm going to throw some names at you, Christian. How about Isaiah Thomas? How about Michael Jordan? Those are two other athletes like Whitney Seibold who kept giving it their best, their all, and it just kept coming up short against the current reigning defenders of championships in the NBA. And I think Whitney Seibold has to feel like he's in a similar position. It's just you keep throwing your best game and you know you can compete with the best in the business, but you just haven't quite gotten over the hump. When he does, I don't know that he's going to relinquish that new standing on top of the mountain anytime soon, because this guy, whenever he suits up, Christian, and I do mean suit up, he's out for blood.
Well, it is the Barbarian that strikes first blood here, and moving on to the next round. Finstock Exchange picking up a big 3 points. And we now are going to have so many new matches right around the corner. Listen to what we have coming up for you guys. Mark Yodi Riley, the Finstock Exchange, does it again as they're going to have to fight off the dungeon and video Drew. That happens tomorrow. Will the two-time champion get upset like he did last year in the first round? Find out tomorrow. Join the $10 Patreon today at patreon.com/schmodown. Mark?
Christian's talking about the Patreon. Hello to all of our patrons out there. And if you've not yet checked out the Movie Trivia Schmodown Patreon, go ahead, select which tier is right for you. The one Christian was referring to, where you get all the pay-per-view matches that you can handle in any given calendar year, just $10 a month. Well worth the cash, because look at all this handsome that you get with each and every match.
It's been a lot of fun so far, and I think the amount of the $10 patrons that we have just received over the last month or two, who have really benefited from all of these matches that we've been doing, all the big pay-per-view matches. So thank you for everybody who's joined. And if you can't join, you can get the events on the schmodownlive.com. It's just that live element. There's something about the Schmodown Live that's just a little bit crazier than the rest of it. Nonetheless, great match here today. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you to Whitney Seibold. Thank you to the Barbarian. And thank you to Mark Ellis, as we will see you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.